call of play on a recent road swing to points south of the city was notable. As they hit the ice here at the United Center against Anaheim, the Hawks can't waste a second in using home ice to their advantage. Down the center ice we go. Two best face-off men on their respective teams, Henrik against Taves. Final meeting of the season between the Hawks and the Ducks is underway as they drop the puck in center ice and the Ducks will get control. Boquist between the circles. Get a pass on the left wing. Kirby Dock with the duck line. Cut into the slot. Drop pass right circle. Boquist put it in front. They score! Drake Kajula just redirected that right pass. John Gibson at 2:07 into the hockey game. It's 1-0 Hawks. Milano right wing center ace from the penalty boxes. Sends it to the Hawk blue line. The puck pops free and Kajula takes it away to break it over the duck line. Kajula was being interfered with into the duck zone and then eventually pulled down like a steer in a rodeo right in front of the duck net. And so far, no penalty has been called. Boquist right point to Keith left point. Strome high slot to Keith left point again to Kane right wing board. Slap pass to Boquist right point to Keith high slot for the drive. Deflected wide rebound. Score! Dylan Strome right where he needed to be. Next to the Anaheim net. Played that carom off the end boards and slept it in behind Gibson. Hawks increase their lead to 2-0. 3:46 into the second period. Cleared by Gouley, head to Milano with the Hawk line down the left wing. Carries behind the Hawk net around to the right wing side. Fed the slot, moving in. Juice put it in front. Nainen shoots and scores. And the Ducks get the goal right back at 4:20 of period number two. They're on the board, trailing 2-1 now. Now Juice top of the left circle against that bottom of the left wing circle. He'll carry the puck into the high slot, drops it beside the net. Mikhail fed it out in front. And a point-blank chance, poked it on goal. Crawford is down with a butterfly save. You have Adam Henrik there poking at the puck, but Duncan Keith was attentive to Henrik's stick and made sure that there was only one poke on that play. Crawford gobbled it up. Now Strome taps a shot and he scores off the drop from Patrick Kane, who set him up with a perfect saucer pass in front of the duck net near the top of the crease. Strome was headed in the right direction and just put his stick blade in the right position. And that deflects past Gibson for Strome's second goal on the night. It's 3-1 Hawks. Stripped of it by the Ducks. The other way comes Hyman into the Hawk zone down the slot. And Boquist lifted his stick. The puck flows free. Hawks get it back now. 2-on-1 the other way. Led by Nylander. Over the duck line. Left circle. Delay. Shoots. He scores! A sweet backhand into the top shelf. Alex Nylander using Taves as a decoy down the right wing side the whole way. And he pulled it from forehand to backhand and beats Gibson. It's now 4-1 in favor of the Hawks with 1:53 left in period number two. Now again in front of the net. Kane shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane, boy, they're coming fast and furious now. Two goals inside of 30 seconds for the Hawks. Kane with a point-blank chance. Snaps it past Gibson. It's now 5-1 Hawks with 1:38 left in period number two.
Well, this line's doing some damage tonight.
Taken away now in the near corner and taken back by the Ducks. DeLaurier beside the right circle. Passing over at the left point. Long shot by Larson. They score. Not sure who tipped this one. Somebody got to it in front of the net, I believe. And the Ducks get one back and now trail 5-2.
Yeah, this one changes direction.
Highmore hustling to get to a loose puck along the right boards. Has it, rolls into the right circle, put it over to Camp. He shoots and scores! A sweet play by Matt Highmore, who found David Camp at the bottom of the left wing circle. He had an open net and he didn't miss. It's 6-4 Hawks with 4:57 left in the third. Final score tonight, it was the Hawks 6 and the Ducks 2. I guess a postscript on this game would be that they faced a team that was hovering near the bottom of the Pacific Division standings. The Ducks are kind of in rebuild mode. They did everything they could to make a game of it, but the Hawks, knowing that entering the month of March they were going to have 11 home games, had to make the most of it. And so far, so good. They picked up the 2 points in this one.